The Sumerians. The Sumerians moved to the land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers about 3500 BC, but we do not know where they came from. They were probably nomads who discovered the fertile land in Mesopotamia. Nomads travel in small groups until they have eaten the food that grows wild and hunted the animals in their area. When food is no longer plentiful, the nomads move to a new area. Some people continue to live nomadic lifestyles in remote parts of the world to this day. A civilization in Mesopotamia. Eventually, the Sumerians developed a civilization. They learned that by planting seeds and plowing their land, they were able to grow crops. The Sumerians learned to domesticate or tame animals to help them plow their lands. They learned to use irrigation. Irrigation is a system of watering crops to grow more food. The Sumerians also made a very important invention, the wheel. The invention of the wheel made it possible to pull heavy loads. Sumeria was composed of several city-states, or nations the size of cities. Walls around each city-state protected the citizens from outside invaders. Farmland was usually outside the city walls, and people would seek protection from the walls of the city when under attack. The Sumerians were polytheistic, which means they believed in many gods. The Sumerians worshipped their gods at huge temples they called ziggurats. Each ziggurat was dedicated to a specific god whom the Sumerians believed ruled over the city. When one city was conquered, the invaders would force the conquered people to accept their gods. Later, people developed monotheistic religions. This means they believe in one god. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism are all monotheistic faiths. Cuneiform. Ancient Sumerian record keepers marked pictographic symbols in soft pieces of clay with a pointed reed. The clay tablets were then baked to make them hard. We call the Sumerian writing system cuneiform. Cuneiform means wedge-shaped because the marks in the clay were wedges. The first pictographs were simple. A writer would draw an object such as a fish or a broom to communicate to others. A pictographic writing system worked well in simple society, but it was difficult to describe abstract concepts such as justice or liberty in pictographs. Many Chinese people continue to use pictographic systems today, but the government has endorsed the Pinyin system of phonetic writing. Eventually, most cultures developed phonetic writing systems where a symbol represents a sound rather than an object. English-speaking people agreed that the symbols D-O-G refer to an animal. English, French, Spanish, German, and Russian are examples of phonetic languages. Phonetic languages make small typewriters and computer keyboards possible. Imagine a different key for every single word. How did writing help civilizations? Writing allowed people to keep records of their transactions. Writing made it possible for people to send messages with couriers to faraway lands without traveling. Writing allowed people to pass on their accumulated knowledge to future generations.